Governor Sununu took his budget message to friendly territory, a room full of CEOs convened by the Business and Industry Association.
Just the 24, 25 individuals we have in this room are literally connected to tens of thousands of employees and families. And that's the benefit here.
The governor's tone was mostly upbeat. He opened with a rosy assessment of the likelihood of making a deal with Democrats.
They have a $13.3 billion proposal. My budget can do it at $13.1 billion without raising any taxes and keep everything balanced. We can get, that's a small gap, and I really feel optimistic and confident we can get there.
But when the discussion turned to what may be the key sticking point in the budget, business tax rates, Sununu wants to keep a round of tax cuts that took effect in January. Democrats want to reverse them. The governor's tone sharpened.
When stupid comes knocking, shut the door quickly. and so, to be honest, that's why I'm a little blunt about why there are certain lines I absolutely will not cross or entertain.
Across the State House Plaza at the Legislative Office Building, Democrats were holding a different kind of budget meeting, a public hearing on what effect a temporary budget is having on the Department of Health and Human Services.
There are Medicaid rate increases and increases to behavioral health services.
Health and Human Services Commissioner Jeff Myers led off the testimony.
That were provided for in the budget that have not taken effect because of the continuing resolution.
And Democrats pressed him on issues like provider rates and child protective services. Congress Senator Dan Feltes wanted Myers to weigh in on what Democrats see as a key contrast between their budget and Sununu's: tax cuts versus payments to service providers.
Do you have a position about what level they should be cut from the budget that's proposed as the Commissioner of Health and Human Services?
No, it's a legislative decision to determine what money you wish to fund for these services.
When Myers was done, lawmakers heard from a string of witnesses: disabilities rights groups, senior citizens, Planned Parenthood, and people with substance abuse issues. All said they were being hurt by the budget impasse. Cheryl Wilkie of the Farnham Center, which provides drug treatment, says operating under the state's temporary budget is forcing her to cut services.
And we are being incredibly impacted. As a matter of fact, when I leave here, I've been talking to the mayor all week. We will be deciding what we will close because we have not gotten the support we need from the governor, from the commissioner, or from this legislature.
All those parties are going to have to be at the table for a budget deal to be reached. But right now, that feels like a long way off. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.